The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Conor McGregor took to the stand yesterday in defence of a civil action against him being taken by a woman who claims that he and another man raped her in the penthouse suite of a Dublin hotel 6 years ago. Both he and the second named defendant deny any wrongdoing, claiming they had consensual sex with the woman who is bringing the lawsuit. The following item contains content of a sexual nature and may be distressing for some people. But our courts correspondent, Frank Graney, joins me now. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, before we talk about Mr. McGregor's testimony, it might be helpful to remind us what her allegation against him is.
That's right. Well, the plaintiff bringing this lawsuit against Conor McGregor and a second named defendant, his friend, a man called James Lawrence of Rafters Road in Drimna. She's a 35-year-old hair colourist from Drimna called Nikita Hand. She has already given her evidence and been cross-examined before the jury at the High Court. She spent about 3 days in the witness box, and she basically outlined how at the time, back in December of 2018, she was working in a salon in Goatstown. She was out on the 8th of December 2018 for her work Christmas party. She partied all night. They ended up back in the salon. Lots of drinks were had. She had taken some cocaine that night too, she said. And she had been in contact through Instagram and various phone calls back and forth with Conor McGregor, who she said picked her up that morning at about 10 o'clock in the morning. They drove around for a couple of hours. They picked up Mr. Lawrence. A bag of cocaine was produced. They went to the penthouse suite of the Beacon Hotel. She didn't know where she was going. She didn't realise that she was in the Beacon Hotel. In fact, she thought she was in another hotel in Dublin city centre. And she claims that while everyone was in good form drinking and whatnot, that at some point when she found herself alone in a bedroom with Conor McGregor, she claims that he instigated, made a move on her essentially, that she thwarted. She said that she felt very uncomfortable with it, that she told him that she knew his partner D and her family, that she had a boyfriend. She wasn't interested in sex that night. She said that she was on her period. She wouldn't have sex in those circumstances. In any event, she claims that Conor McGregor pinned her on the bed. She claims that he choked her 3 times. She couldn't breathe. She said that she thought she was going to die. She said that she bit him. He didn't like that. He made a comment in relation to when he was allegedly choking her. She said that he made a comment. That's how he felt when he was in the octagon and he had to tap out 3 times. Conor McGregor, obviously a world famous MMA fighter, a UFC champion of note, very well known clearly. And she claims that after that, then she just submitted. She thought she was going to die. She didn't think she was going to get out of that room. She had trouble breathing, and she said that she just gave in and she let him do what he was going to do. And she claims that that's when he raped her. And clearly these are allegations that are strongly denied by Mr. McGregor. She did go to the Gardaí a few weeks later. She made a formal complaint. The case was investigated. The jury has already heard that a file was sent to the DPP, who considered bringing criminal charges against Mr. McGregor and the other man, but ultimately decided that there was insufficient evidence to pursue a criminal prosecution and no reasonable prospect of a criminal conviction against either man. So that's, I suppose, what led us to the four courts where Ms. Hand is now taking a civil legal action against both men.
Now, what did Conor McGregor have to say when he took the stand yesterday? How did he explain how he came to be in her company on the day in question?
Well, he was first asked how he knew her, and he said that they were from the same area, Dublin 12, that he knew of her, had seen her around, would be in the same circles as her. He said that she followed him on Instagram. And while he didn't follow her back, she used to send him messages, he said, that he would sometimes respond to. And on the day before the alleged rape, so this would have been the day of Nikita Hand's Christmas party, again, the 8th of December 2018, he said he trained early in the day and was at home, in his home in Kildare. He lived in an estate in the K Club. He was resting. And he said that he was trying to decide what to do with the rest of his day. And he said that ultimately he and others, members of his martial arts team and the second named defendant, his friend James Lawrence, went to an event in a late night venue in Dublin. He said that at that event, he posted a photograph on Instagram of himself on stage. And he said that Nikita Hand responded to it privately. He said that she sent him a photograph of her in what he described as a nice red jumpsuit. He said that it was slightly provocative, the photograph that she sent him. He said it was a nice picture and that he liked it. And that after the event, he said that he and his group decided to go to Crystal nightclub in Dublin, where he said that he ordered rounds of drinks for his group. They were having drinks, enjoying themselves. And as the evening went on, he said some cocaine was produced. He said they left there at about 6 or 7 in the morning. Afterwards, then he said that his driver just drove him and others around. He said they were just driving, listening to music. And at some point, he said that he told a member of his security team to arrange for a room to be booked at the Beacon Hotel. But he said that he was undecided if they were going to go back there. And then he said that after dropping the others off, he said a slew of messages was how he described it, came through from Nikita, who was telling him to come out and to join them. She has, as I said, had been out for a Christmas party, partying all night. They ended up back in the salon where she worked with another girl who also gave evidence yesterday. And Conor McGregor directed the driver to the salon to collect them. So that's how, I suppose, Conor McGregor knew her. And that's how they ended up in each other's company that day.
Mm. Now, what's his version of what happened in the penthouse?
Well, after they got into the car, firstly, he said that he was unsure what to do next. He was a bit confused because he thought that he was actually going to their after party. He thought that he'd be going into the salon to keep partying with them. But he said that when the car arrived, in the blink of an eye, he said that they were out of the salon. They dived into the back of the car. The other girl was Daniel Keeley, who he said that he didn't know, but he did know Nikita. He described her as very bombastic, very energetic when she got into the back of the car. And he said they just started driving around. And he said that if he liked the vibe, he'd figure out what to do from there. He said that at one point he actually wanted to drop them off. He wanted to go home himself, but that Nikita wanted to keep the party going. So that's when they collected his friend, James Lawrence, who he had been out with the night before, the second named defendant in this case. In relation to how he knew him, he said they also grew up in the same area. He said that in their teenage years, they bonded over the video game Call of Duty. And when he was asked why he decided to pick up Mr. Lawrence, he said the two girls were full of energy. He said he needed to level out. He thought James Lawrence would be perfect because he also knew Nikita. On the way to the hotel, he said it was great fun in the car. Everyone was enjoying life. He said the mood was always very fun, very playful, very happy and full of energy. And when they got into that penthouse suite then, he said that Nikita Hand jumped straight into the bathtub with a thud. She was fully dressed, wearing her shoes, pretending to swim. He said that he thought that was strange, but it was also amusing to him. He said that he directed one of his drivers, his security team, to bring drinks to the room, vodka, Bacardi, mixers and beers. Again, playing music, having fun. And while the party was in full swing, he said he and Nikita were getting close. He said that they started kissing. And at one point, he said he went into the bathroom in one of the bedrooms in that penthouse suite. And he claims that Nikita Hand followed him in. He said he had his zip open. And again, just to echo that warning that you gave at the top of this item, Pat, you know, clearly these are allegations of a sexual nature. He went on to say that they began kissing again. He described Nikita Hand as very enthusiastic. He said the kissing was a lot more passionate than it had been earlier. He said it took off from there. He claims that at that point she performed oral sex on him. They then took their clothes off, he said, moved to the bed. He said it all progressed very quickly and ended up with them engaging in what he described in front of the jury yesterday as fully consensual sexual intercourse. He described the sex as enthusiastic and athletic. He said they went through a multitude of positions. And afterwards, he said they just chilled out on the bed, had a drink, and he said that he fell asleep. Later, he said that after he woke up, he'd been asleep for maybe 2 hours, he reckoned. And he said that as she propositioned him again, he said she jumped onto the bed. He claims they had consensual sex for a second time. And he said he left the hotel about an hour later and that as he was leaving, he claims Nikita Hand was trying to pull him out of the car to get him to stay, to keep the party going. And he said that when he first saw things on being posted on social media, he said he didn't think it was about him, but that when he found out that an allegation of this type was being made against him, he said he was shocked. He was frightened beyond belief. He described to the jury yesterday as the most scary thing he has gone through in his whole life.
Now, his cross-examination began yesterday before the closing of business for the day. What did Ms. Hand's barristers have to ask him?
Well, the first question he was asked was why he didn't give Gardaí his phone. And he said that they didn't ask for it, that he wanted to give them his phone, but that he was never asked. And it was suggested to him under cross-examination yesterday that he actually chose not to make that phone available. He denied that. He said that it never came up and he said that he was upset about that. He was also asked about Nikita's claim that he put her in an arm lock before he raped her. This was her claim that he essentially started choking her 3 times and he made that comment in relation to the octagon. But he denied that too under cross-examination, accused her of being full of lies. Everything is a lie, he said. It's a full-blown lie, almost like a fantasy. He was asked about her injuries, and the jury has heard an awful lot of evidence about the extent of bruising and other injuries that Nikita Hand had when she presented herself at the sexual assault treatment unit at the Rotunda Hospital. Indeed, there were paramedics who gave evidence. One experienced paramedic called Ethna Scully told the jury earlier in the week that she had never, in all her time working as a paramedic, she had never seen bruising as intense as the bruising that she saw on Nikita Hand on the morning of the 10th of December 2018. But in any event, he was asked about those injuries and he said that he didn't know where she got them from. But the one thing he did know is that she didn't get them from him. He described the sex again between them as athletic. He said it was physical. He said it was vigorous and prolonged. But he insisted and he repeated that it was not rough. Physical, but not rough in any way, is what he said to the jury. And as far as he was concerned, he didn't cause any of the bruising on her.
Now, before Conor McGregor had been called yesterday, the jury also heard from the other woman who went to the penthouse suite, Danielle Keighley. What can you tell us about her evidence?
Well, back in 2018, at the time of this alleged event, they worked together, she and Nikita Hand. Well, sort of. They were both working at Gerard Paul Hairdressing, but in different salons. Nikita worked in the Goatstown branch. Ms. Keighley was in Naas. She said she didn't know her very well. She was asked about her Christmas party in 2018. Both of them were at it. She said she ended up back in the salon after the pub closed. And she remembered Conor McGregor collecting them from the salon the next morning. At that stage, they'd been out all night. It was just her and Nikita Hand left. All of her other colleagues had gone home. She remembered them picking up James Lawrence, going to the hotel. She said everyone was in good form. And she said everyone, including Conor McGregor and James Lawrence, had cocaine in the car. Back in the hotel, she said that she remembered Conor and Nikita going into the other room at one point, coming back out. She said everything was fine when they returned from the room. She said she didn't notice anything happening. Nobody seemed upset at any stage. She then said that she got a lift home with Conor McGregor just after 6 o'clock that evening. She said she remembered saying goodbye to Nikita. Nikita, she said, wanted everyone to stay. She wanted the party to keep going. She said that she gave her a hug. And she said the next time that she heard from Nikita Hand, it was a few days later. She said that she was surprised when Nikita told her over the phone that she had been raped, because in her evidence yesterday, she said that she hadn't seen anything. She hadn't seen or heard anything. And she said that she hasn't spoke to or seen Nikita since.
All right. Thank you very much, Frank. That trial continues today with more cross-examination of Conor McGregor. Now, if you or anyone you know has been impacted by anything you've heard, you can contact the Dublin Rape Crisis 24-hour National Rape Crisis Helpline, 1-800-77-8888.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.